cooking dinner. Spring again, its warmer breeze, open screen door. Another war buds up, pliant and green, thick spores of restlessness, like pollen in the air. You could sneeze with it. Your heart could stop beating in a moment. Bless you, you're whispering. Bless you. As if the soul could leak like steam from its cellular prison, as if words alone could draw it back, white light, a sheet, a flag. Every day more words to be wary of, that space there and the blessing, that monotone on the radio with its figures and dates and facts that rattle on long after you've pulled the plug, glued shut your ears, rattle on, rat-tat-tat like something you won't say while you drown yourself in a cold water bath. Pry loose your silver fillings because you've heard that story. Oh yes, you've heard it before. But maybe it's your whole body that's transmitting their signals this time, that subsonic headache drone, your bones, the antenna, marrow electric, pulsing, mortar crumbling, bricks knocked free, windows smashed, bits of glass like blue gravel, tires and dumpsters on fire with looting the whole world coming loose, thin thread being pulled and pulled, wound tight around your... But there she is, over the stove. Relax, she says. Just relax. She's cooking dinner. Egg noodles and mushroom soup. The kitchen dizzy with steam. Her apron stained from years of fancier meals. Wasted energy. Messes not worth cleaning up. Not coming loose, she says. Been loose. A grocery list of wars. Holy wars. Hunger. These pots just boil while they're watching is all. Out on the porch, the clatter of a small animal. A neighbor's cat. The faint stir of last year's dried out leaves against the fence, finally being looked at.